Previously on Spellcheck.
Elyria just quietly, like, she nods, and then again she says, like, what happened to him?
He made a mistake. He trusted people he shouldn't have, and we've all paid for it for the rest of our lives.
You see clusters of what look like stalagmites coming out of the ground, except for they're in hexagonal cylinders made of the same sort of mottled paper wax material. They're all brimming with liquid that varies by cluster. There's something clearly bobbing in them. The wasp falls to the ground. It's very angry. You can now see that it has a chain sort of wrapped around its neck that leads up to what looks like the underside of a trap door. And y'all are back in initiative.
I rolled a 7 for initiative. I'm just getting all the bad rolls today.
I rolled a 9 for initiative.
Nina rolled a 12.
Are we all rolling in initiative?
I mean,
they're in the room.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay. No one's rolling initiative.
Okay.
17.
Okay. The giant wasp rolled a 21. Jesus fuck. Okay, so the wasp is going to go for Corin. Oh, and by the way, Corin, I forget if you took this already, but you need to take 1 point of psychic damage from your issues with the visions, not prior to this.
This is an attack.
I mean, it is. Yes, it wasn't. It wasn't an attack. Okay.
Rude.
So, oh, this is going to be interesting. Okay, so the wasp sort of whips itself around and manages to jab you in the arm with its stinger. And it rolls, or does a 23 beat your AC?
No. Yes, what? It does.
Okay. So, you, wow, Jesus, fuck. All right. Oh,
no. What'd you do? No, stop it.
It's fine. You're going to take 3 piercing damage. And then, okay, here's how we're going to do this. Make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Oh, God, I rolled a 5.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you are going to, something kind of strange is going to happen. You are going to just experience this blast of all the worst, like, you feel like you are exactly where you were standing when you heard that your parents were dead. And you take 15 psychic damage. And next in the order is Marcel.
Is Corin dead?
Nope.
Oh no, you.
I am down to 33 hit points.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
So many more.
You
hit
have
points.
As many. That's as many as I have, Corin.
Yeah. He has more than me, and he has been hit.
Oh my God. How many hit points do you have, Adib?
My max is 53.
Oh my wow. God.
That's why he is a tank, you guys.
I've never played a tank before.
I'm going to feel way less bad it, about like, you doing it for the vine from now on.
Yeah. Feel free.
All right.
The hexagonal.
I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me.
Stalagmites. Mm-hmm. Are they blocking my view of Corin and the wasp?
The stalagmites are not. They're only like 3 feet high.
Well, in that case, I'm gonna firebolt the wasp.
Okay.
I would say non-lethally, but I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So, I don't think I can non-lethally light someone on fire.
Yeah, no, that is a blackened bee. Like, that is a charboiled.
If this is Sister Perpetua, Marzell will not be okay.
No, actually,
that would flood the entire universe.
That so it like before, it curls up and dies. And this time, when the exoskeleton thing seems to sort of like paper away, none of you recognize this guy, except if you want an indication of the only sign of his identity is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Sooty, a very sooty sheriff star that falls off of his clothes.
Last week's Star Baker?
Last week's Star Baker.
Oh my god, I killed the Star Baker.
You did not kill the Star Baker, you just killed the Sheriff of Delight Valley, but, you know, no big.
We're just taking out the government.
Exactly.
You know, he doesn't have a name to me, so he's basically not a real person. It's fine.
There we go.
We didn't kill the deputy, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, you shot the sheriff, but you didn't kill the deputy. God damn it, that's so good. That is it. You have not, that seemed to have concluded that experience, very quickly.
Is the chain that was holding the wasp to the trapdoor around the dead sheriff? And is the dead sheriff now then dangling from a chain attached to a trapdoor on the ceiling?
Morbid.
Not dangling, but it is still around his neck.
Morbid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you guys think you're in a fucked up situation?
I'm so happy right now. Does that mean we can?
Question mark.
Does that mean we can pull the chain on the trapdoor?
Yeah. If you want to do that,
can Nolan wants to do that. Nolan's gonna go over.
Marcel wants to non-lethally knock Marianne out.
Okay.
In some way or form.
As you are crossing the room to get to her, I think, like, you've all been pretty distracted up until now, but this, like, you, as soon as you start getting near one of the cylinders, you can see this pretty clearly. There is, you can see what's bobbing inside.
People.
Just the heads.
Is Sister Perpetua in them? Marzell will 100% run around looking for Sister Perpetua.
Okay. Run an investigation check for me. All you see are heads. Their eyes are still open and moving.
Oh, that's horrible. And moving?
Yeah.
So, Nina's going to start.
I love you, but also I hate you.
I love it.
Hand over hand climbing Marzell's the chain.
Investigation 21.
Okay, so several things happen at once. Nina, the second that you put, like, a significant amount of weight on that chain, it actually, like, you hear like a the sound of like a gear shifting, and a spiral staircase starts falling from above, just descending. It's not like going to just and you know, that would be Looney Tunes, but
yeah, no, splash me.
Right. Marzell, you rolled a 21 on investigation. You do not see you do not see Sister Perpetua's head amongst, like, in any of the cylinders. I mean, it's a little hard to tell because there are probably upwards of 100, I'd say, which vastly exceeds the number of estimated victims that they had.
Because he was not a serial killer. He was also, like, a weird cultist.
Does one of them look like Rockwell?
You find that one.
Hmm.
Nina is going up the stairs.
Marzell's going to stop in front of the bat with Rockwell's brother. Their eyes are moving.
Yeah, his eyes are moving.
Corin's going to follow or like back up Nina.
Okay.
Does he seem aware?
It's not like it does. Like it sees the head sees you. It doesn't speak. If that makes sense. It doesn't seem to react to your presence, but it does seem to see, like the eyes follow you.
Marzell's gonna leave it where it is.
Okay.
And try to knock out non-lethally Marianne.
Okay. How do you do that?
Marzell does actually have weapons, shockingly. Marzell has a quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine she'll probably just come up behind Marianne if they're not reacting to them and sort of like ram it right at the back of the temple, just a quick little blow at the neck and the spine, just to be like, you'll be out for a few minutes, but it'll be fine, buddy.
Yeah, roll attack for me.
So it's a 16 on attack.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it. So Marianne crumples to the ground. The other workers stop and snap around to stare at you. And
oh, great.
God damn it.
Once she crumples, the head in the cylinder closest, like that she was attending to, opens it in its mouth and starts screaming. And that spreads across the room.
Oh, and all the heads are screaming.
All the heads are screaming. And
this is a nightmare.
There, that's funny. Like, the first thing in the room's description is nightmare fuel.
Oh, man. Marcel just keeps fucking up. I love it.
From,
like, don't try to be a good person. You get nothing but screaming decapitated heads.
And from their mouths are flying wasps.
Oh.
So, but
you guys are still locked inside, like.
Yeah, the heads aren't moving other than just screaming.
They're like normal sized wasp?
Yeah. But the wasps are flying out of their mouths now.
The heads' mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
but they're still like locked inside each cylinder.
Yeah. Well, the wasps
not getting
are,
out.
The wasps are airborne. They are now headed towards you guys.
Illyria says, "I don't have enough super glue for this."
I think we should go up that spiral staircase.
All right. Yeah. So everybody, make a dexterity saving throw that isn't on the staircase already.
You're welcome, everyone.
Thanks. I hate it. Saving
throw. You said everyone that's not on the staircase.
Yeah. So Corn and Nina are
no!
fine.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I rolled a one. I got a 2.
I rolled a 23.
Crit fail.
You guys. So Nolan, you guys are not going to, the wasps aren't going to get a surprise round against you, which they would have if you guys hadn't rolled so well, but you guys managed to get Nolan on her feet. However, I need Nolan, Laura, and Marzell to roll initiative. And Corn and Nina, it is up to you if you wanted to assist.
Can we just keep our initiative, or do we have to re-roll?
Yeah, let's roll. I like that, actually. I mean, if you guys want to keep your initiative rolls, otherwise...
I can keep my initiative. I don't care at this point.
Okay.
Oh, God. What was my initiative?
Illyria just resigned to the situation and, like, to the bees.
Like, Corin's definitely sticking with Nina because he doesn't want her to just go upstairs by herself if that's what she was going to do.
The wasps aren't in her way.
Nope. They are attacking her friends.
Friends?
Workplace proximity acquaintances.
My question now is, other than the screaming and the buzzing, clearly, mm-hmm. has anyone else made any noises of distress?
I mean, I feel like I probably yelped pretty loudly when I hit that crit, when I crit failed.
Yeah, like, so to set the scene, let me paint a picture of what all's gone down. Like, so Nina, you have been climbing the stairs to get up to follow the thread. You probably didn't see Marzell knock out one of the workers. You did hear the screams of the heads. And you probably, looking down, see Corin sort of looking between you and, or on the stairs also, looking between you and the rest of the party. And you see Nolan trying to run towards the stairs and completely just eat shit. And
catch on my own tail.
Right. And you see Illyria and Marzell help her back up, but it's clear that that you see a swarm of wasps heading towards them. And they're definitely not going to make it to the stairs in time to get out of combat.
Or are we?
I mean, it's just a bunch of bees, right?
It's a swarm of wasps.
How many and how big is the swarm and where is the swarm located?
So, mechanically speaking, the swarm of wasps is just a single entity.
Oh, they're fine.
My question, and you'll be able to mm-hmm. understand this question, probably other people. If I were to shoot a honeycomb in Breath of the Wild and then shoot the wasps, mm-hmm. would it stop them all, or do I have to do it again? Like, do you understand the question?
Right. It operates as it's like it occupies the same space as like a mont, like as a single entity.
Okay. So yeah. So if yeah. I shoot the arrow, it'll okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, did you guys like make any sounds that were louder than the screaming and the bees? Because Nina was not watching. But if she hears that you are in distress, it isn't like she's not so far gone that she will ignore it.
Illyria didn't make any. She's just like, she thought she was saved, and then it's like she realized.
It was all me.
If anyone's like, oh shit, or anything like that.
I mean, Nolan did a yell.
Okay. So if no one did a yell and it was loud enough to reach Nina, then
the power of friendship
definitely turn and at least look down to see what is going on.
All right. So while this is going on, I'm going to roll initiative for the for the swarm of wasps.
Yay.
Yay.
I mean, again, it's like normal sized wasp, right?
Yeah.
Oh, normal sized.
They're normal sized. And it's not that guy's turn. Marzell, you have the lead in advantage or in initiative.
So, how smart are wasp?
I don't think they're super smart. I think they're less smart than
bees. Hey, we want, like, I mean, this is, let's not judge here. Let's not judge here. I believe in wasp equality. But yeah.
No, fuck wasps. I don't care.
actually, yeah, it occurred to me that setting up a dungeon where you literally kill wasps run by Gwyneth Paltrow had some deeper connotations. But yeah.
You're going to get sued.
Whatever.
that's what I'm saying.
I'll deal with it. Like,
Bowcheck, the podcast where all players wonder every single week whether we got sued or not.
You're right. Yeah, so, I mean, they're wasps. I think you'd have to roll a nature check to figure out, like, precise stats and stuff.
Hiding is a bonus action, right?
sure. I don't know the answer, so I'll say sure.
Here's what I'm thinking about. What if I waste my third level spell? I said laughing to myself as though we're not going to have to use that for someone important. Uh-huh. To just turn us all invisible and run up the stairs.
We can handle a swarm of wasps.
We can definitely handle a swarm of wasps. Don't waste your spell.
Stepping between Nolan and the wasp. And cast Firebolt, because they're wasp.
All right. So how's that? So roll some damage for me. Well, at least roll attack for me.
It's 25 for attack, 18 fire damage. That doesn't seem right. That seems like a lot.
Did you cast that as, like, a first level spell? But, I mean, like, fuck.
I just clicked on it.
All right. Worked for me.
The 2d10s that rolled were very high.
That'll do it.
Yeah, so you can get a 20.
Yeah. I'll take it. Okay, you just send a of fire. Just it's a little also yet again like Looney Tunes, where like a fireball will go past like Daffy Duck or something, and then he just like turns and blinks at the camera, and he's just like been charcoaled. And there's still like a couple wasps remaining, and they're still sort of like buzzing around very angry.
I smack them with a flip-flop.
That's gonna be very funny to you later on, and you will find out why. And Nolan, you are up next in initiative.
So the wasps are like right in front of me, right?
Yeah, they are gunning for you guys.
Well, let's hit him with a firebolt.
keeping on trend, I see. Excellent.
God, I just have all of my spells are just destructive. Two, I have a shit ton of cantrips.
There we go.
To make up for the fact that I only have two spells left. So
there we go. Can't go wrong with that.
So with my firebolt spell... Mm-hmm. Because I'm fifth level, I roll 2d10, which is why it looked weird the last time I hit it. Mm-hmm. So, it was a 9 to hit.
Oh, doesn't quite make it. Yeah, no, it sort of whooshes by. And actually...
Snaps her fingers.
I'm going to say it actually hits some of the cylinders, which kind of, like, melt and, like, start leaking on the ground. It's really gross because some heads roll out, too.
Oh, God. Okay.
When that happens, actually, you and like the heads
are the heads still screaming in the background while we
no.
fight?
So well, so when you destroy those cells, the heads go quiet, and I would say as a warlock of the Raven Goddess or the Raven Queen, you feel them properly dying.
Okay, that's okay. You just completely changed my trajectory.
Nina, if you are going to take a turn, it is yours now.
Okay, so it's like 30 feet in the air?
I'd say...
the steps?
The steps go up 30 feet. You're probably about 20 feet, because that would put you... like, I'd say enough time has passed for you to climb about 2 stories high, right? So...
The wasps, how are they looking?
They are, like, there's only, like, a couple left, and they look kind of crispy. They look roasted. Honey roasted.
Can tie in protein.
Nina is, once again, cast Vicious Mockery.
What do you say to the wasps?
The same thing she would say to people. I ain't got time for this shit. You are in my way. I mean, you know... why the fuck am I having to go through all this?
Excellent.
So it's an automatic hit. They just have to roll whether or not it's all or half.
Okay. Let's see. Wisdom saving. Oh, my God.
Did you roll very wise wasps?
I don't think so. Under no circumstances should these things... like, these, they don't have any business being wise.
Being wise.
Right?
They're wasps.
But it is like a sort of hive.
Are they business wasps? Do they have ties?
God, I wish.
Do they carry a briefcase?
They all collectively carry a briefcase. Like, they
was just, this just their single... small business and we just destroyed
yeah.
small business?
You guys took out a small business, small local business. I hope you're really happy. It rolled a 2. The wasp rolled a 2. I'm guessing that doesn't save.
It does not. So the wasp takes... 4 damage as it's, she says, I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, that'll do it. And you see, like, the last couple wasps just sort of, like, stop, reevaluate their life choices, and just fucking die. That's what happens. And the wasps are down.
Nina continues up the stairs.
All right. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm destroying these tanks, or cells.
Okay.
I think of them as, you know, like sci-fi.
They're basically like honeycombs.
I think Illyria would help Noen with this.
I like, think when Marcel she realizes would definitely with, grab Noen's arm.
Without question?
And be like, maybe let the families decide what they want to do with
they're
them.
They're all dead.
They're dead.
May I remind you that one of the people whose family member is down there is one of the strongest clerics in the country. Which means he probably knows ways of resurrecting someone from a body part?
Should they, though?
Should they? Head that has been trapped for... I don't think there's anything worth saving left.
Is that for you to decide?
Kind of.
So, I'm not super cool with zombies. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I'd rather not... Illyria's, like, not in favor of resurrecting anything ever. Ever, ever.
I really feel like we should... find the bad guy.
These people have been trapped here.
And I think they might be feeling whatever it is. It's definitely part of their power. If we just leave them alive, this is going to be a problem.
I'm definitely not cool with murdering anything either. So I think
it's not.
Are they though?
I think I'm just going to go up the stairs and find the bad guy.
I can't believe we have to be arguing, like, over pro-murdering zombies.
It is letting them go to where they should have gone who knows how long ago when they were killed.
But
it
we
is
don't granting, know where they'll go.
Because who knows where we go when we die? That is the ultimate question. But it is giving them something that was taken away from them. I have to give it back.
My concern is that while we argue, the bad guy...
I like how Nina's just okay. Slowly disappearing.
Corn follows. Corn wants to smash the bad guy.
Okay, hold on. I will go with you if I can come back and take care of this.
Okay, bye.
I just want you to know that Nina's not taking part in this conversation. She's just...
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming that the two of them are gone, and I'm only speaking to these two.
I like the idea that Corn's...
Yeah, no, I'm with... Yeah, I'm definitely... Illyria is definitely with Noen, though.
Well, I mean, Nina doesn't have a feeling either way. She just didn't take part in the conversation. Like, she doesn't say whether or not she cares if they are killed or not.
The whole problem is that they're already dead.
She's just following the ribbon.
And also, like, all these people know that their family members are dead. That's just what they're expecting. And instead you come up, like, with some weird-ass head out of nowhere, and you don't even know. You give them hope just to kill it again. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't.
I just want to give them peace.
Marzell throws up her hands and just says, do as you will, but you might not be sending them to anything as long as the person who put them here is still alive.
Do you want to take the cell with Rockwell's brother's head in it with us? Do you want to be the one to give that to him? Then by all means.
I just think, like, very nicely, like, both Noah and Lyria just, like, stepping aside and just letting her pass with the head.
Could I pick up one of the cells?
You can't take a cell with you, and you have seen that if you remove a head from a cell, it seems to, like, the enchantment that's allowing it to live, I don't want to tell you definitively if it's alive or not, because I think this is an interesting conflict.
Then Marzell is definitely going to say, leave them there for now, because we don't know what controls what plane or world they're ever in, and you might not be sending them to death, you might be sending them to another eternity of screaming. We can always come back for them. But there is no certainty in this world, and death is certainly not one of them.
I beg to differ.